I've just got here and I think I'm losing signal already. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Adele Laurie Blue Atkins. Today, the episode of my podcast is about the fascinating, the amazingly talented, and the outstanding woman that is Adele. My name is Silvia dos Santos, and I hope you like the episode for today. Stay tuned. This is Adele.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So never.
the subject in the news lately. Many articles about this fantastic singer. Many people wondering how she got that waistline. You know, the subject in the news, it's not the most interesting one, unless you like those sort of things, those sort of news about the waistline, the weight that the person has. I personally don't like it, but what I like about this woman is that she's down to earth, you know? That type of people that you can have a good conversation. And Adele gives me that feeling. I don't know about you. And you know, it was her birthday on May 5th. She had a birthday party for her 32. She's already 32. We'll talk about that in just a while. She has so much history, so much curious things for you to know about her. I love the way she writes songs. This is one of my favorite. You were listening to Hello. Now you'll listen to one and only, one of my personal favorites, Adele. Myself in time, just thinking of your face, God only knows why it's taken me so long to let my doubts go. You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all. You never know if you never try to forgive your past and simply be mine. I dare you to let me be your one and only. I promise I'm worthy to to prove I am the one who Adele's full name, I already said it. Adele Laurie Blue Atkins. Born in Tottenham, London on the 5th of May 1988. Already said that too. She, after spending her early years in London, she and her mother moved to Brighton, or like that, when she was 9 years old of age. They moved back to London 2 years later, living in Brixton and then West Norwood, the place that inspired her first song, Hometown Glory. She also shared an adorable picture of herself as a child being a Spice Girls superfan. So, how did Adele become famous? Adele wrote this song you're listening to, Hometown Glory, when she was just 16 years old of age.
Shows that we ain't gonna stand. Shows that we are united. Shows that we ain't gonna take the city when the air is so thick and opaque. I love her to see everybody in short skirts, shorts and shades. I like it in the city when two worlds collide. You get the people government, everybody taking different sides. Shows that we ain't gonna stand. Shows that we are united. Shows that we ain't gonna take it. Shows that we ain't gonna stand. Shows that we are united. Run my hometown.
This became her debut single and was followed up by another smash hit of Adele. Both of which appeared in her debut album, 19. Adele and her numbers, the album numbers, 19, 21, 25. Chasing Pavements.
I know this is love, but if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do if I end up with you. Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, if it leads nowhere? I build myself up and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be it all? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing? Should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing pavements?
In an age when many artists come through talent shows such as The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, Adele didn't. She attended the Brit School for Performing Arts and Technology in Croydon and shared a class with Leona Lewis and Jessie J. She worked hard composing her first few songs and was spotted when a friend posted her demo on MySpace. Do you remember MySpace? I had an account on MySpace. Who knew she would be spotted through a demo, a simple demo on MySpace? And we thank MySpace for that. We got Adele now. In 2009, she starred in an episode of Ugly Betty. I saw that show and I loved it, and I saw that episode. She played as herself, as Adele. It was a funny episode of Ugly Betty. I Miss You by Adele.
Of you, I want your heaven and your oceans too. Treat me soft but touch me cruel. I wanna teach you things you never knew. Ooh, baby, bring the floor up to my knees. Let me fall into your gravity and kiss me back to life to see your body standing over me. Baby, don't let the lights go down. Baby, don't let the lights go down. Baby, don't let the lights go down. Lights go down, 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 down. across the room, rushing past my every groove. No one has me like you do. Bring your heart, I'll bring my soul. With you and me setting the tone. Baby, don't let the lights go down. Baby, don't let the lights go down. Baby, don't let the lights go down.
Songwriter, often described as the greatest vocalist of her generation. Yeah, I can't agree with that. She is known for drawing personal narratives in her lyrics and experimentation with different musical genres. Hiding my heart can show a bit of her talent as a songwriter. It's one of my favorite ballads of Adele. Hiding my heart.
It was in the darkest of my days when you took my sorrow, when you took my pain, buried them away. Buried them away. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done and wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, you disappear one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. Dropped you off at the train station, put a kiss on top of your head, watched you wait, watched you wait. Then I went on home to my skyscrapers and neon lights and waiting papers that I call home. I call that home. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done and wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known. You disappear one day, so I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. I'm going back to where I started. The morning rain, the morning rain. And though I wish that you were here, on that same old road that brought me here, it's calling me home, it's calling me home. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day done, and wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, you disappear one day, so I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. I can't spend my whole life hiding my heart.
I don't know whether if Bob Dylan wrote this song thinking about Adele. I should believe not, but either way, it's a perfect song written, composed by Bob Dylan, the Bob Dylan, who doesn't love Bob Dylan songs. He won a Nobel, you know? For writing songs, but her voice in this song, it's like he wrote for Adele's voice. I already sang this song online. I gave it a shot, but take a listen to this wonderful voice. Make You Feel My Love, written by Bob Dylan, sang by Adele.
I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you have a million mind of yours, but I would never do you wrong.
Go to
the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Adele began dating the charity entrepreneur and old Etonian Simon Konecki in the summer of 2011. In June 2012, Adele announced that she and Konecki were expecting a child. Their son, Angelo, was born in 19th October 2012. We are happy for that. On the topic of becoming a parent, Adele observed that she felt like I was truly living. I had a purpose where before I didn't, quoting Adele, of course. Adele and Konecki brought a privacy case against a UK-based photo agency that published intrusive paparazzi images of their son taken during family outings in 2013, so the lawyers working on their behalf accepted damages from the company in July 2014. Adele has also stated that she has suffered from postnatal depression, generalized anxiety disorder, and panic attacks. That's not good, but she got through it, thank God. A lot more about Adele. Amazing life and amazing career. He Won't Go. One of the best songs by Adele.
Some say I'll be better without you, but they don't know you like I do. Or at least the size I thought I knew. I can't bear this time. It drags on as I lose my mind, reminded by things I find, like notes and clothes you've left behind. Wake me up when all is done. I won't rise until this battle's won. My dignity's become undone, but I won't go. I can't do it. I'm willing to take the risk. I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. So petrified, I'm so scared to step into this ride. What if I lose my heart and fail the climb? I won't forgive me if I give up trying. I heard his voice today. I didn't know a single word he said. Now I'm resemblance to the man I met. Just a vague and broken boy instead. But I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. I won't. Will he? the place where he would choose the poison over me. When we spoke yesterday, he said to hold my breath and sit and wait. I'll be home so soon, I won't be late. He won't go. He can't do it on his own. If this ain't love, then what is? He's willing to take the risk. So I won't go. He can't do it on his own.
So it's been said that in 2016, between 2016 and early 2017, tabloids started speculating that Adele and Konecki had secretly married when they were spotted wearing matching rings on their wedding ring fingers. So much speculation around Adele's life. But sadly, Adele's representatives announced to the Associated Press that she and Konecki had separated after 7 years together. But they would continue to raise their son Angelo together. That's cool, so they remain friends, I think. On 13th of September 2019, it was officially reported that Adele had filed for divorce from Konecki. So, but they remain friends, I think. I hope so, for the sake of the kid, of their kid, Angelo. Someone like you needs no further presentation. This song is the song.
Couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over yet. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you said sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing but the best for it hurts instead. Yeah.
According to reports, Adele received fan mail from, guess what? Ex-Prime Minister Gordon Brown. His note thanked the singer for keeping the Britain spirits high during the global economic crisis. So many curious things about Adele's story. So tune in and cue the music. Set fire to the rain. From her own experiences in love. In 2018, Adele teased that her fourth album was on the way. We are expecting that. Adele wrote her massive hit Hello over 6 months with the help of Greg Kurstin, who also produced and played many of the instruments. She also plays the drums on the track. The video for her single Hello, it's not the one you're listening to, I know, it already played in the beginning of the podcast, but the video had 2.5 billion views on YouTube. She's a massive, massive successful singer, and she credits one of my personal favorite singers, Amy Winehouse, and her album Frank with inspiration to take up the guitar. Yes, yes, I will do a podcast about my Amy Winehouse, but today is about another outstanding lady, Adele. So she was also reportedly working with Coldplay's Chris Martin and Beyoncé Knowles Carter, Beyoncé, aka Beyoncé, on a collaboration, and fans of Ariana Grande I've also called for Adele and Ariana to work together after a cute Instagram exchange. In 2018, fans on the internet became convinced that a video of Adele singing was Sam Smith. So I've got some curious things, even about her makeup and about her, you know, marrying as an ordained. You don't have no, you have no idea what this girl has done so far. So stick around, listen to this one, When We Were Young. One of the best lyrics she ever did, she ever wrote.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home, you're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Like a movie, it was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said. Just like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young.
It's hard to admit that everything just takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. Like a movie, it was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we're young.
So you should know that Tobias Gesso Jr. wrote this song with Adele. They are both the songwriters and composers of this song, When We Were Young. And Tobias Gesso Jr. has many songs, but he has one that I really love. This guy writes really well. The song Without You. One of these days I will make a podcast with a song by Tobias Jesso Jr., who helped writing When We Were Young with Adele. So I'll be waiting. Adele will be waiting. It's the next song. Enjoy. Girls, I'm a girl, so let's chat, girls. Her eye makeup is famous in its own right, particularly for her eyeliner flick. You know, 50s, 60s style pinup doll, you know? I love it. Apparently, Adele loves it, and her fans love it too. Last year, her makeup artist even uploaded on YouTube a tutorial so fans can recreate her famous look. And she's also fantastic at fancy dress. She has previously dressed up as Dolly Parton, June Carter Cash, and also had a Titanic theme for her 30th birthday. Who knew that? The pictures were amazing, I imagine that. So, does Adele have any tattoos? She has a number of tattoos, including three to do with her son. She has an A behind her right ear, his name on the edge of her right hand, and the word paradise on the edge of her left hand. In an interview, she described Angelo as her paradise. What a cute mom Adele is. We love her for that. Supportive, of the LGBT community on 12th of June 2016, an emotional Adele dedicated her show in Antwerp, Belgium, to the victims of the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, United States of America, earlier that day, adding to the LGBTQ community, "They're like my soulmates since I was really young, so I'm very moved by it," quoting Adele. In April 2018, it was widely reported that Adele had become an ordained minister in order to officiate at close friend comedian Alan Carr's wedding to Paul Drayton, something which Adele herself subsequently confirmed. She was the ordained minister. Did you know that, Adele? I didn't. The wedding was officiated by Adele herself, held in January 2018, took place, nothing else, in the garden of her own house in LA, Los Angeles, California. Adele keeps surprising me. I'm loving getting to know Adele. Rumor has it, and you know it, lots of rumors about Adele.
But in my ear, tell a story that I cannot bear to hear. Just 'cause I said it, it don't mean that I meant it. People say crazy things. Just 'cause I said it, don't mean that I meant it. Just 'cause you heard it.
Adele has a cute little dog called Louie, although spelt with an E. His name was inspired by the amazing, outstanding Louis Armstrong. Who else? She jokes about Louie, her dog, posting pictures on Twitter with cute images of her dog Louie. Oh my god, she's the best. So what is Adele's net worth? In 2017, Adele was the only female to be included in the Sunday Times Rich List top 20 for musicians. In 2016, she earned $40 million, taking her wealth to a massive $125 million. Whoa. She also topped the under 30s music rich list. She topped Hit Magazine's rich list for 3 years until 2018. But after she turned 31 in 2019, she unfortunately doesn't fit the criteria anymore. She fits my criteria. Adele, you go, girl. So, one of the the recent ones. Send my love to your new girl. Ooh. I wonder, to whom is she speaking to?
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting you and me. That was what you told me.
Classic FM states she's often mistaken for a contralto due to the application of a tense chest mixed to achieve her lower notes. I find her voice, even if she's contralto, mezzo-soprano, whatever, I love this voice of Adele's. You know her genre is mostly soul, but they say her lyrics describe only heartbreak and relationship, and I don't care. Neither does she, neither do the fans. We love Adele. Keep doing your thing, Adele. You go, girl. And another ballad, don't you remember? I don't know what she's thinking about with this song. Who? To whom is dedicated in her life? But I find this song relatable to my own story. So that's why us fans love Adele. She's relatable to us as well.
You left with no goodbye, not a single word was said. No fire.
Skyfall. The song Skyfall, written and composed in collaboration with producer Paul Epworth, was recorded at Abbey Road Studios. Yeah, the Beatles' Abbey Road Studios. and features orchestrations by J.A.C. Redford. This is the end. So Adele stated, recording Skyfall was one of the proudest moments of her life. Well, this song is pretty strong.
Hear my heart burst again, for this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe them. Swept away, I'm stolen. Let the sky fall. Stand tall.
I find so many similarities between me and her. As I was growing up singing in school parties and everything, she was too. And imagine who she was listening to. The same singers, the same bands I was listening to, so take notice. Annie Lennox, Sinead O'Connor, The Cure, Dusty Springfield. Yes, I love Dusty Springfield. Celine Dion, Gabrielle Aliya, Destiny's Child, Mary J. Blige. Not so, so fan of this one. But, you know, R&B singers. Pink also. But remember that I did a podcast about Tim Buckley and Jeff Buckley. Oh yeah, she grew up listening to album Grace as an influence. She used to say, I remember falling out with my best friend when I was like 7 and listening to Jeff Buckley because my mom was a huge fan. Grace, the album Grace, has always been around me. Oh, I'm so glad for that because I have that in common with Adele, not because my mom is a huge fan, but she is, after I presented the album to my own mother. So, yes. And she used to listen to Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, Amy Winehouse, Queen, Lauryn Hill. One of my inspirations is Lauryn Hill, also in Queen. The Beatles, Alabama Shakes, I love them. Lana Del Rey, you know, Frank Ocean, Rihanna, Stevie Nicks. Many, many, many others. Alicia Keys. Yeah, she sounds like she listens to this, to these inspirational singers and songwriters and bands. You know, we can listen to these inspirations in her songs. And I know that she's suffering a little bit these past few days with, you know, the rumors about her losing weight. I said I would bring that subject on. Apparently, some say Adele feels embarrassed and self-conscious about her whopping 7 stone weight loss. Everyone's talking about. And they say she feels shocked when she looks in the mirror, but has spent already thousands on skimpy outfits. She looks beautiful. She is beautiful. She's she doesn't have to feel embarrassed by anything. She looks beautiful inside and out. Either she loses weight or not. What counts is she's healthy and happy. Take it all, Adele.
To help you see, nothing is better than this, and this is everything we need. So is it over? Is this true?
I thought you loved me more than this. But go on, go on and take it.
Take it.
Take it all with you. Don't look back at this crumbling fool. Just take it all with my love. Take it all with my love. I will change if I must. Slow it down and bring it home. I will adjust. Oh, if only you knew everything I do is for.
Albums. 19 was 2008. In 2011, it was released 21. And in 2015, 25. We'll talk about the awards. Oh, the list goes on and on with this girl. Of course, I can't say all the awards. This girl has won so far since 2006, more 2009 with the albums and everything, but you know, since 2006, let's say it, she's been on the lists of the awards. She was, guess this, in 2014, Adele was already being regarded as a British cultural icon, with young adults from abroad naming her among a group of people that they most associated with UK culture, which included none, oh my god, William Shakespeare, Queen Elizabeth II, David Beckham, J.K. Rowling, The Beatles, Charlie Chaplin, and Elton John. You know, this girl has done so much so far. And in just a few minutes, I'll talk about the awards she had won. It's amazing, the list goes on and on, like I said. Tune in for Rolling in the Deep with Adele, another great hit by her.
Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
Do you remember that image? That image doesn't come out of my head. In the 54th annual Grammy Awards, Kanye West, that Adele admired, he was nominated for seven Grammys. Paul McCartney received the Music as Person of the Year award on February 10th, 2012 at the Los Angeles Convention Center, 2 nights prior to the Grammy telecast. But you know who took the awards home? That image of Adele grabbing her 6 Grammy Awards. She won everything that year. She's been winning lots and lots of prizes. You know, I think she won a bit of everything. You know, UK Awards, American Awards, Jesus, the list goes on and on, and I'll talk about that in just a while. But first, I want to thank you for being right there listening to all the episodes of my podcast. I see you all, so many countries, over 200. It's overwhelming, the feeling you are giving me every day with messages, emails, you name it. It's the love I feel from you guys to my website and to my podcast, especially my podcast episode. So this is good that you take your time to listen and go on this journey with me. So I don't have the time to say all the awards Adele has won. She has won everything. So among the various, the several awards she has won. Until 2017, Adele held the record for most Billboard Music Award wins. In 2012, she won a massive 12 awards, 6 Grammys and others. Her record was broken by Drake, whom she admires as well, who won 13, just by one. In 2012, Adele was awarded an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. She has broken loads of Guinness World Records too, including first female to have 2 singles and 2 albums in the UK Top 5 simultaneously, yes, that's the correct word, in 2011, and first UK artist to reach digital sales of 1 million in the US in 2012. We can say for sure 2012 is on her mind and is a great year for her. Amongst the other years, she has won everything. I repeat that. Well, but sadly, you know, she wrote a message on her website, and before I put the last song playing on this podcast for today, the last song, I find this song really special. And I will say Adele ended her most recent tour, Adele Live 2017, I think, at Wembley with 4 sold out dates. Initially two dates were announced, you know, by the team, by Adele's team, and the tickets sold out in just a couple of minutes. Of course, it's Adele, right? So two more dates were announced, bringing the number of performances in her tour to 123. But sadly, I mean this is sad, sadly she had to cancel two of her shows under medical advice. I think it has something about her throat or something, or vocal cords, you know. And she wrote a message on her website, and I will quote the message written by herself on her own website. I will quote, and then I'll say my goodbyes and talk about the song I will play last in today's playlist by Adele. So, quoting Adele: "I don't even know how to start this. The last two nights at Wembley have been the biggest and best shows in my life. To come home to such a response after so long away, doing something I never thought I could pull off, but did, has blown me away. However, I've struggled vocally both nights. I had to push a lot harder than I normally do." Sorry, the text is long. "I felt like I constantly had to clear my throat. Especially last night, I went to see my throat doctor this evening because my voice didn't open up at all today, and it turns out I have damaged my vocal cords. And on my medical medical advice, I simply am unable to perform over the weekend. To say I'm heartbroken would be a complete understatement. I'm already maxed out on steroids and aids for my voice. I've considered doing Saturday night's show, but it's highly unlikely I'd even make it through the set. And I simply can't crumble in front of you all and walk out on you in that way. I'm so desperate to do them that I've even considered miming, I don't know, just to be in front of you and be with you. But I've never done it, and I cannot in a million years do that to you. It wouldn't be the real me up there. I'm sorry for your disappointment. I'm sorry for the nights you would have had with your loved ones and the memories you would have made together. I'm sorry for the time and money you've spent organizing your trips. You know I will not make this decision lightly. I have done 121 shows and I have two left, only two left. And there are two gigantic shows. Who the fuck cancels a show at Wembley Stadium? I ask, who the fuck cancels a show at Wembley Stadium? To not complete this milestone in my career is something I'm struggling to get my head around, and I wish that I wasn't having to write this. I have changed my life drastically in every way to make sure I got through this tour that started at the beginning of last year. To not be able to finish it is something I'm really struggling to come to terms with. It's as if my whole career has been building up to these four shows, I'm writing this as the decision has just this moment been made. So I don't have any other information, but of course, refunds will be available if the shows can't be rescheduled. There will be more information over the next few days. I'm sorry. I'm devastated. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. X. So I was quoting Adele herself, who wrote this heartbreaking, sad message on her own website, adele.com. So you can all search on Google for that, www.adele.com, for this lovely but sad message from herself to the fans. This song that I will end the today's podcast, I think this song is so beautiful in her own way. It's written about her memories, you know? And I find this song so relatable to my own story. I'm living far away from my hometown, and I find myself, you know, remembering my childhood, my teenage years with this song. Thank you for being on this journey with me and for listening to this podcast. It was nice being with you. Thank you for paying attention. Million Years Ago by Adele is the perfect song. Listen to the lyrics, if you will. Bye. See you next time.
I let my heart decide the way when I was young. Deep down, I must have always known that this would be inevitable. To earn my stripes, I'd have to pay and bare my soul. To say, like a joke or a memory, but they don't recognize me now in the light of day. Regret.
go.